Hi there, I'm Ben Pinsent here in Midsummer Norton, bringing you another Summer Valley FM film review. This week, there's really only one film that I could be talking about, and that is Blade Runner 2049. Set 30 years after the original 1982 Blade Runner, after a replicant uprising, a global loss of information in 2022, and the Terrell Corporation going bankrupt and being acquired by another company, fronted by the mysterious Neander Wallace, the film follows a replicant Blade Runner named Kay, who is tracking down some old replicant models. But during his investigation, he unwittingly stumbles upon something much larger and more sinister that has him questioning his life, identity, and position. Denis Villeneuve, director of Arrival, Enemy, and Prisoners, has made 2049 simply spectacular. Legendary cinematographer Roger Deakins and production designer Denis Gasner work together to create a sumptuous world filled with rich detail and a creative use of color and shadow to create that futuristic tech noir of the original. The story is similarly grandiose. A blend of film noir, science fiction, and existentialism, it and the rest of the production design hint at larger things happening just below the surface. But to go into detail would be spoiling the film, and you should go into Blade Runner 2049 as free from spoilers and opinions as possible. Yes, the film is long, and some who are not used to the slower-paced films may find this movie to be glacial in its plotting. However, to my mind, I never felt those almost 3 hours of runtime, and was something that I was completely absorbed in from start to finish. The longer takes and slower nature of the film allowing us to stay and savor this unique world of replicants and Blade Runners. This is all topped off with absolutely top-notch performances from Ryan Gosling as our central character Kay, and other great character actors like Ana del Armas, Sylvia Hoeks, Robin Wright, Jared Leto, and Mackenzie Davis, who all commit to the world and disappear into the shadowy, conspiracy-laden story. To be honest, I could go on forever about Blade Runner 2049. Just, if you haven't seen it yet, go and do so now. This is a gorgeous film that deserves some big-screen attention. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review. I've been your host, Ben Pinsent. And if you have an opinion that you would like to share about Blade Runner 2049 or any other film that's currently out in cinemas or that I've addressed on the show, why not drop us a line on Summer Valley FM's social media, either on our Facebook page or on our Twitter, at Summer Valley FM. But don't forget to join me next week when I'll be playing with Legos like an adult with the Lego Ninjago movie. I'll see you then.